Kim Mitchell, Patio Lanterns on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Great song as Cafe T.O. makes its grand return to the city. Good for customers and great for restaurant revenue. Let's get an update from John Kiro, Executive Director of the Toronto Association of Business Improvement Areas. Welcome back to the Morning Zoom, John.
Good morning and thanks for having me.
Hey, John. Well, we got an early start to summer weather last week, and there's more coming. How has this been for Cafe T.O. patio openings?
It's been wonderful. It's been long awaited. Let's face it, that recovery, as much as it starts, we need that extra hump, and that hump is going to come in the form of the patio, especially for the hospitality industry. A lot of pent-up demand through the winter. As much as we're a northern hemisphere country and, you know, we're trying to mimic a little bit of what the Scandinavians do who happen to have patios out there year-round, including the winter, we're still looking forward to the spring. We're still looking for that wonderful weather to get out there and socialize with our neighbors and friends under the open sky.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you've described it perfectly. Last weekend, we were in North Toronto, so Mount Pleasant area. And we noted, because last year, Mount Pleasant was just lined with restaurants on the street, that there were none on Saturday. And then we popped back on Sunday and the building had begun. So if you're used to a restaurant that has an outdoor patio and it's not there yet, don't panic, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially the ones that are on the sidewalk side of things, the sidewalk patios, they're allowed to be out there and open right now, actually. So that's probably what you've seen. And the city is very actively rolling out what they call the curbside. That's on the street where they take up a parking space and allow people to enjoy themselves in those spaces. And they've been rolling that out for the last week or so. The goal is to get us out there by the long weekend. But obviously, with the weather the way it is, et cetera, some of the later ones might just be the week after. But we're in full swing. Soon as those barricades go out there, restaurateurs are encouraged to build out their patio. And there's some creative stuff that's out there. There is some wonderful artwork that we've seen as a part of the cafes.
Oh, great. That's an added bonus. You know, the whole Cafe T.O. program arguably is one of the few good things that's come out of the pandemic. When you look at what it's going to look like this year versus the previous years, how many more patios are in the curb lanes outside of restaurants versus the first couple?
Yeah, no. Certainly the first year was a hit and miss. We had some significant numbers, well over 900 curb lane cafes. We're up to 870 applications right now, but those applications are coming in. We fully anticipate that we will surpass the 900 plus cafes of last year, curbside cafes. And I remind people that you don't just have to be in the downtown. The suburbs, the strip malls, etc., have been granted authority to turn some of those parking spaces in front of some of those restaurants into cafes as well. So it's a citywide program. Our friends in Scarborough, North York, as well as Etobicoke, can certainly enjoy outdoor dining and outdoor cafes right across the city.
Is this here forever?
I'd like to think so. Council has made all the right overtures. We are going to have to find a balance between parking and cafes. That's one of the challenges that we hear out there, of how many parking spaces can we take? What is the balance in loss of revenue from the parking to the city, et cetera? But all the indications are that council is very serious about Toronto becoming a serious cafe culture.
Well, we can't wait to get back out there in the cafes, Sammy.
You know, to support the businesses,
that's
Jane.
Right. Oh, and sip a little Pinot Grigio, of course.
Maybe a little. Maybe one or two. John Kiro, Executive Director of the Toronto Association of Business Improvement Areas. Always good talking to you. Good luck this summer.
Thank you, and see you out on the patio.
Yes.